This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Is it wild parsnip? Is it giant hogweed? Is it toxic? Yes, yes, and yes. In the last couple of years, there's been a concerted effort to eradicate the toxic wild parsnip, which is now growing with abandon in many a ditch around Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. But now there's another contender for the top toxic title, giant hogweed. At first glance, you might think they're the same thing, and it's confusing when some areas actually do call them the same thing. This is when we have to revert to Latin. Heraclea mantigazinum is commonly known as giant hogweed, while Pastinaca sativa is commonly known as wild parsnip. Both plant sap, however, causes something called phytophotodermatitis in humans, resulting in blisters and scars. The Wisconsin DNR reports giant hogweed reaches up to 8 to 20 feet when in flower and has hollow, ridged stems covered in coarse white hairs and reddish-purple mottling. The flowers are white. An herbaceous biennial or monocarpic perennial that grows as a low-lying bushy rosette for at least the first year. In general, it will bolt in the second year based on maturation. The plant dies after seed dispersal. As for wild parsnip, I've had this one on Garden Bite before, but a reminder, this yellow-flowered plant grows from 2 to 5 feet tall, and it's on Minnesota's hit list. I have pictures and more information on gardenbite.com. Wild parsnip typically acts as a biennial as well, forming a rosette of basal leaves the first year, overwintering, and then flowering the second year. Occasionally, it may behave like a perennial. The most important control is not to allow these plants to go to seed. These plants really aren't anything to trifle with. The burns can leave some nasty scars. Find more on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.